West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Well, Carroll County deputies Tuesday afternoon responding to what they believed was a domestic-related shooting and stabbing incident in Villarica. However, when they arrived in the neighborhood where the incident allegedly occurred, they were having difficulty pinpointing the home.
During rush hour around 5 p.m., deputies received a call that a man had shot his wife in self-defense, that he had two young children in the home that were locked in a bathroom, and that he was going to kill the children and himself. A lot of units are going to respond to that location. And once they arrive, they have trouble finding the residence. They finally locate one they believe could be it. There are people in the home, but it was very apparent that none of these people were any type of dire situation, and they had no idea who would have called from their location.
Carroll County Sheriff's Office Public Information Director Ashley Halsey says while this was going on, investigators and 911 dispatchers determined the phone number used to report the alleged crime was documented by two California agencies the same day for incidents now described as swatting.
What that means is that someone is calling to either deter law enforcement from a certain location so that they can get them busy on something else so that another crime occurs somewhere, or it is these robo-type calls where they're calling in information over a voice IP.
Halsey says the calls are difficult to trace.
This is not the first incident that we've had probably in the last month. There was a school incident that happened with a very similar situation at Villarica High School where someone called in a bomb threat, and it was very similar to this situation.
And Halsey says in this particular call, it did turn out not to be a distraction from any other crime in the county, and deputies believe the call originated from outside the state of Georgia. Five schools from the Carroll County School System have been recognized for performance or improvement by the Georgia Department of Education. Central Elementary, Ithaca Elementary, and Roopville Elementary were named 2022-23 Title I Distinguished Schools. These schools are among the highest performing 5% of Title I schools statewide and Title I Targeted Assistance Schools based on the combined English, language arts, and math content mastery scores from the statewide assessments of the most recent year. Providence Elementary and Temple Elementary were named Title I Reward Schools, the greatest improving 5% of Title I schools and Title I Targeted Assistance Schools when comparing the content mastery scores from the most recent 2 years of statewide assessments. Only 79 Georgia schools were named Distinguished Schools, and only 75 Georgia schools were named Reward Schools. And the Carrollton City Schools Board of Education recognizing the system's Teachers of the Year this week, and they selected Carrollton High School teacher Becky Benefield as the District Teacher of the Year. I'm Colin Worthington.